Hello, and welcome to the Responsible Business Cookbook. Today's episode, what I learned in school. Who's the black sheep? What's the black sheep? No, not who I am or when I'm coming, so you sleep. About 5 years ago, I and my good friend, founding Dean Emeritus Shyam Kamath of Cal State University Monterey Bay College of Business, wrote a piece called What is Responsible Business? In it, we vilified U.S. economist Milton Friedman for articulating in a 1970 essay in the New York Times the permission for corporations to focus on purely profit as its only social responsibility. While I've held up the Friedman doctrine numerous times in contrast to stakeholder capitalism, I've often thought, this guy is not around to defend himself. What would he say if he were still alive and writing in today's economy? In one sense, I'm as guilty as those who interpret not only the Friedman Doctrine as a license for the pure pursuit of profit, but also Adam Smith's treatise on the Wealth of Nations, to the exclusion of his first book, The Theory of Moral Sentiments. I've been rethinking Friedman and his doctrine, and in no small measure, thanks to Dr. Colin Mayer, founder and Dean Emeritus of Said Business School at Oxford University. In a June 2024 interview at Harvard Business School's Institute for Business and Global Society, Dr. Mayer pointed out that the crucial words in Friedman's doctrine have to do with playing within the rules of the game. That is to say, without committing fraud, deception, or imposing expense on others. Rereading Friedman's article, I noticed that the controversial economist aimed his essay at publicly owned companies because profits in such firms are, quote, other people's money, unquote. This, in my opinion, is an honorable point of view. In privately held companies, Friedman acknowledges that owners may do whatever they want to with the profit that they own. Okay, big deal. I've been beating the Friedman pinata for years, and suddenly I've had an epiphany? Who cares? And why does it matter? It matters because if we recognize, as Colin Mayer has, that Friedman, though often misinterpreted, got it right with his doctrine, then we can articulate an inclusive message for responsible business and the economics of mutuality rather than beating up a neoconservative icon to make our case. Furthermore, if one closely examines Friedman's and Adam Smith's works, one finds arguments for a robust moral basis for characterizing mutual value creation through business. And once you realize that far from being at odds with those who advocate individual wealth based on the so-called Protestant ethic, a neocon interpretation of Friedman's doctrine and the Wealth of Nations, we advocate for a management philosophy that works to solve our most intractable and urgent problems, while at the same time ensuring the long-term viability of a system that has advanced the lives of so many. And with relatively simple additions to current governance rules, the capitalist system, combined with a strong sense of ethics, could do so again for so many more. Thanks for listening. And big ups to the Black Sheep for our theme music entitled The Choice Is Yours. And of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. I think you get with this because this is where it's at. Oh, and just one last thing before I go. It's been my honor and my pleasure to be part of this group and to count you as colleagues as we go forward in this quest to transform capitalism. And hey, be sure to take some time to laugh, sing, and dance. Trust me, it's good for the soul. I'm Kelly O'Brien.